A headline, SafeMoon CEO branded remorseless liar in explosive closing argument, published at 8:27 p.m., May 20, 2025. Since John Caroni's trial started on May 6, U.S. government prosecutors have built their criminal case against the former SafeMoon CEO in bits and pieces. It has occasionally seemed uncertain whether jurors would be able to draw a clear narrative from testimony by Caroni's confessed co-conspirators, his alleged victims, and expert forensic analysts. That uncertainty ended this morning with a powerhouse closing statement delivered by Assistant U.S. Attorney Dana Rehnquist, who laid out close to 24 material lies told by Caroni to the investing public, most over the course of just a few weeks in early 2021. The prosecution's closing remarks followed the defense's announcement that Caroni had chosen not to testify in his own defense. Instead, the prosecution was able to paint a compelling portrait of Caroni as a remorseless liar by contrasting blockchain forensics and private messages with starkly contradictory public statements. The presentation, reviewing existing evidence, included private messages in which Caroni guided other SafeMoon insiders to conceal their holdings, while publicly claiming the team held no tokens. It also included Caroni's public statement that the SafeMoon team was getting paid a little bit. In fact, executives had received exorbitant payouts taken directly from the purportedly locked SafeMoon liquidity pool on the PancakeSwap DEX. Caroni and confessed co-conspirator Thomas Papa Smith were shown at nearly the same time privately fantasizing about castle money and Lambos. Perhaps the most damning exchange highlighted by prosecutors came on March 16th, mere weeks after SafeMoon's public debut, and Caroni's assumption of the CEO role. "Should we be honest with the team about pulling funds out of the LP?" read a message from SafeMoon creator Kyle Nagy to Caroni. "Let's draft up a statement," Caroni replied in part. "Thomas, Smith, you and I need to talk about how to massage that properly. This is the conspiracy," Rehnquist declared. No such statement, honest or massaged, was ever released, and evidence showed Caroni continuing to lie for months, even as withdrawals from the liquidity pool accelerated. Between September 2nd and December 12th of 2021, according to forensic analysis by a prosecution witness, Caroni and company pulled close to $43 million from the pool. Next up on May 20th will be the defense's closing, followed by instructions to the jury. Jury deliberation will likely begin Wednesday morning. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.